What's up? It's Draymond Green. I'm back for my 14th NBA season, and my podcast, The Draymond Green Show, is back too. This season, I'm breaking down games, reacting to the biggest NBA stories, and sitting down with teammates, rivals, and culture shapers. And trust me, I'm not holding back, on the court or on the mic. Two new episodes every week, new segments, big conversations, real basketball talk for the real hoop heads. Listen to and follow The Draymond Green Show wherever you get your podcasts. We're back, we're better, let's get it.
The Bears have picks number 39 and 48 in the second round. What types of players should they be targeting? And what's your list of needs for the Bears?
I feel like Chicago needs impact players that can help you right away, because you miss that opportunity in round one. So you have to really nail round two with a guy that can step in and play. George Pickens, I feel like they need a wide receiver. Someone that's, a legit stud on the outside, a bona fide dog on the outside. That's George Pickens. I feel like he could help. Justin Fields. I want to say they came in the same year at Georgia, which was just phenomenal. That tells you they have some semblance of a chemistry between one another. That would be the way I would go. Or if you're going to go offensive line, you always want to find ways to build depth up front. Their offensive line was a bit banged up. They didn't protect particularly well. They didn't really run block particularly well, so maybe one of the better offensive lines, Bernard Raymond, could be out there for them, someone like that. I'm a big fan of Myron Cunningham out of Arkansas and what he brings to the table. So there's some opportunities there for them to get better offensively. Or you look at defense. You always want to get better at corner, because you look at how the game is played. You think about someone like Zion McCollum out of Sam Houston, 6'2", 200 pounds, can mirror and match with the best of them, does a great job in playing press coverage, has great ball skills. You go back and watch a guy versus a guy in Christian Watson, another target that they can get more of a stretch guy down the field. He had him in crisis mode in the playoff game back in the spring. So they have a lot of options. I think they can go in a lot of directions, but they have to make sure they nail an impact player here on day two.
As far as you were concerned, was Pickens a first-round talent?
Absolutely. You talk about someone that loves to lay out for the football, that attacks the ball as if it's his ball and no one else's. You want someone like that. And also, he takes tremendous pride in the run blocking aspect. And he doesn't fake the funk and just gets out there and just make contact. No, he's trying to put the dude through the ground. You get guys like that on the perimeter, along with how aggressive he plays. He has that Dez Bryant type mentality. And that's, to me, the type of guy you want to be your ex-receiver.
Emory, are there still good corners that are available that the Bears could draft in the second round?
Absolutely. I just mentioned one. Zion McCollum is a great one. Roger McCreary out of Auburn is another one that every time you popped on his film against Alabama, which means he's against Jameson Williams and John Metchie, against Penn State, against Jahad Dotson, against Georgia, against Pickens, this guy is matched up against Arkansas, which means he's against Burks. So every time, every big receiver that we're talking about, they played Auburn, he matched up with them, and they had their worst game. So to me, that's the guy that probably should have gone in round one. So I feel like that would be an ideal corner. He could play inside, he could play outside. So, again, the Bears have options. It's the good thing about the draft in terms of where we are now, because college football has a lot of 3, 4, 5 wide receiver sets, nickel defense is essentially your base defense. You're going to be playing a lot of corners. Safeties have to be able to cover. So these guys are coming to the NFL with a wealth of experience, with time on task in terms of the routes they see, the routes they run, and you can get guys, deep in the draft that can step in and play right away, that has a lot of, practical reps in doing what they're going to be asked to do at the NFL level. So, yeah, this is a very deep class and will always be that way until college football reverts back to change into something else.
What was your draft analysis of Justin Fields, and what things did you like and dislike about year one of him as Bears QB?
Fields, to me, is someone I was a big fan of his game. He was my number two quarterback last year behind Trevor Lawrence, so I thought he was going to go higher. I thought the Jets should have taken him because he is battle-tested. He played in big games and, won some big games, had his team competing hard in the playoffs. I mean, coming off the game against Clemson, you thought, oh, this dude here, he shows you. Clemson took away his one element that everyone thought he couldn't do. They took away his ability to run. And he had to stand there and just throw the football, and he beat the brakes off them basically with one arm tied behind his back because he couldn't run because of the hip. But then you look at what he did last year. You saw flashes, and I hated the approach that Matt Nagy went with in terms of we're going to bring him along slowly. We're going to start Andy Dalton. Man, you drafted this dude. You trade up to get him in the first round. Play him right away. Let him get those lumps out of his way early. And stop with the pseudo-fake competition. The team knows who's better and who's ready to go. So I felt like because he was getting yo-yoed all throughout the process last year, showed itself when he got out there to play in the regular season. You know, it was a bit up and down, but you saw some flashes. But then because of the herky-jerky motion, then he got hurt. Then you can't run the football. You banged up. So I felt like his entire rookie season was both inconsistent and incomplete. So that's why with the new slate, you hope that they can go in, build better up front, get another weapon on the outside, go in with him being the guy. Therefore, those flashes we saw becomes sustained play in year two.
Emory, I really appreciate you jumping on, man. Whether you're doing stuff for CBS Sports HQ or breaking it all down in the draft guide on footballgameplan.com, great work. I hope we get an opportunity to talk again.
Appreciate you, man. Thanks a lot for having me on.
What's up? It's Draymond Green. I'm back for my 14th NBA season, and my podcast, The Draymond Green Show, is back too. This season, I'm breaking down games, reacting to the biggest NBA stories, and sitting down with teammates, rivals, and culture shapers. And trust me, I'm not holding back, on the court or on the mic. 2 new episodes every week, new segments, big conversations, real basketball talk for the real hoop heads. Listen to and follow The Draymond Green Show wherever you get your podcasts. We're back, we're better, let's get it.